This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is fully committed to establishing peace in Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post last night after the successful anti-Maoist operation on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border, the Prime Minister stated that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. Mr. Shah yesterday said that the security forces have eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in a massive operation against Naxalism conducted on the Kuragotalu hills on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. He termed this operation as a historic success in the resolve to make India Naxal-free by 31st March next year. He said the government is committed to eradicating Naxalism from its root. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with a joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month. He added that the new semiconductor unit in Jewar will attract investment of 3,700 crore rupees. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News brings in a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Captain Vikram Batra, who made supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War. A report.
During the Kargil War, Captain Batra's unit was tasked with capturing Point 4875, a strategically important mountain peak in the Dras subsector. On the night of 7th July 1999, despite adverse weather conditions, Captain Batra advanced to capture Point 4875. Leading from the front, he rallied his men and pressed on the attack and achieved a near impossible military task in the face of heavy enemy fire. Captain Batra's bravery led to India's capture of Point 4875, but sadly, he succumbed to his injuries. One of his radio messages during the war, "Ye Dil Mange More," later on became the catch line for the Kargil War. The inspiring words reverberates even today.
Our radio said, none of the Pakistani soldiers or officer, whosoever it was, he said to me, my code name was Shesha. Oh Shesha, you have come. Don't try to come up, otherwise you'll have a tough time. And that was the time they gave us a challenge. And my guys, they went wild. How dare a Pakistani troop can challenge us? My company's success can allow us, Ye Dil Mange More. The guys were so highly charged up that they're wanting that some more bunkers should have been there and we would have got the more chaps.
Captain Vikram Batra's bravery, camaraderie and devotion to his duty were extraordinary, which has important place in the annals of Indian military history. He was awarded India's highest military decoration, Paramveer Chakra, posthumously. The nation salutes his courage, valor and sacrifice. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The BJP has hit out at the opposition Congress for raising questions on Operation Sindoor. Speaking to the media, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, in Operation Sindoor, the armed forces have shown their exceptional valour and precise competency. Mr. Trivedi said, Operation Sindoor is going on and Congress's consistent questions raise serious questions on their intention, which looks dubious.
यदि यह कह रहे हैं कि वो सरकार के साथ खड़े हैं तो मुझे लगता है फिर यह उनके आचरण में भी दिखाई देनी चाहिए बोलने के लिए साथ हैं और कर्म कुछ और है तो यह मन में संदेह उत्पन्न करता है परंतु ड्यूरिंग द कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन अगर यह प्रश्न उठाया जाता है तो यह दिखाता है कि सरकार को साथ देने की बात कहने की बात चेहरा है यानी मुख है या मुखौटा है.
Moving on to sports and badminton, top Indian shuttlers will be in action at the pre-quarterfinals of Thailand Open in Bangkok this morning. In men's singles, Tarun Manipalli will take on Denmark's Anders Antonsen. Manipalli secured his spot in the last 16 with an impressive straight sets victory over Malaysia's Justin Ho, 21-19, 21-16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.